Welcome to Warn Radio. Warn Radio. With your hosts, the Watchman Dana Smith and Tower. Thanks for listening.
Greetings and welcome to Warn Radio. I am Tower and we are glad you joined us. If you would like to write to us, you can send your inquiries and correspondence through our contact page on warn-usa.com. And be sure to follow the WIBR Warn Radio on Twitter by using hashtag WatchmanIS216 and Watchman hashtag Warn Radio. You can also use hashtag Warn Radio on Instagram. On LinkedIn, you can find us by using hashtag Watchman. Join us on USA.life and MeWe by using hashtag Warn Radio. And you can join us on Parler by @WatchmanDGS and on Clout Club by @WarnRadio. You can listen to our shows through the following carriers: Blueberry, iHeartRadio, iTunes Player, Apple Podcast, Spreaker, Stitcher, TuneIn, Google Play Music, Warn Radio Visions on Blog Talk Radio, Podcast Addict, CastBox, Google Podcast, Anchor, Deezer, and Podchaser. And this week, from the evening of October 2nd to the evening of October 10th, through the 10th of October, we are in the Feast of Tabernacles. Just to let you know about that. And please take time to read the pertinent articles by the Watchman. They are prophetic and they are apply to this day and age we live in. The latest one out on warn-usa.com and danaglennsmith.com is Last Days Perilous, Purposeful, and Prophetic. Last Days Perilous is the issue with living in this prophetic time period, which is just that, living. But then there is America. Today, the divide has not been greater. So you can go to Dana Glenn Smith and warn-usa.com to read those article or read that article. Also on Dana Glenn Smith, In Christ Jesus, Nonconformity to the World. The fact that the Lord wanted his children to be separate from the world dates back to the very beginning. And on warn-usa.com, you can read the following two articles. Children of God Fulfilled Promise. Through the Messiah, Yeshua, Jesus Christ, the promise flowed to redeem mankind from the curse of death. And Battleground America Agenda Expunged. This is the second book in the Steel series called The Rising, and it will be out soon. It's the second book Dana has written. The battleground has been here before. This time, the American agenda will be expunged. This is the goal. The vow to destroy the foundations of America has been carried out in the secret agenda that was given to the colonel. And now I welcome in the Watchman.
You're listening to Warn Radio on the WIBR Warn Radio Network. Don't forget to visit our websites at warn-usa.com and danaglennsmith.com. And also follow us on Twitter, find us on Instagram, and join us on LinkedIn. Greetings. Welcome to Friday morning. This is Sound the Shofar. I'm the Watchman. This is the WIBR Warren Radio, the Watchman Institute for Biblical Research, the Watchman Alert Radio Network. For over two decades, we have been warning, teaching, preaching, exhorting. Welcome. This is the day that the Lord has made. Sometimes we need that reminder, because there is no doubt that in today's world we have a lot of troubles. Hope everything is going all right in your neck of the woods. Everything here is getting preparation for winter. Today, Light or Darkness, Fighting God, the Kingdom War, Part 5. And we are in the midst of that here in America, as well as many nations on earth. Light or Darkness, you know, that is a choice humans have to make. The demons have no choice. They're in darkness. They will never see the light. They battle in darkness to bring darkness. They live in misery, lying, thieving, cheating, deluding themselves, and as many others as they can. The choice of light or darkness goes back to the beginning of humankind. In the garden of goodness, truth, and perfection, there was one issue. This issue was that God had given man a choice. For the Lord God wanted people to serve him because they loved him. Because God is love, and he wants love reciprocated. Now that's the kind of kingdom that we need. Martin Luther King even said that, saying that he chose love over hate. It was the better path to go. Too bad there are many blacks and others, not just blacks, but I say specifically blacks, many of whom know very well what Martin Luther meant, how far they have fallen. Today we have not just blacks burning the inner cities, but Hispanics, whites, and others that join them. So yes, we are on the precipice of making a choice for president. You're also on the precipice of something else. Very devious. You see, today, America is wise to do evil. Jeremiah gave a warning to Judah. Isaiah gave a warning to Judah. And God had allowed Sennacherib to besiege Jerusalem. Looked like the end had come. It was a lesson for Judah to return to the Lord. And Isaiah was the prophet that gave it. Although they were under Hezekiah at the time, it's really because of Hezekiah that the Lord had delivered them. because it was a reminder, for the Lord knew that Jeremiah was going to come and give warnings to Judah, and Judah would be overrun by Babylon. So Jeremiah said in chapter 4, 21 through 25, "How long shall I see the standard and hear the sound of the trumpet? For my people is foolish, they have not known me, they are sottish children, they have none understanding, they are wise to do evil but to do good, they have no knowledge." Folks, America is wise to do evil. The Democrats are wise to do evil. Pelosi's bunch are always figuring out a way to try to impeach Trump. This is wickedness. This is evil. Make no mistake about it. They plotted from the beginning, and now all the stuff is out there. All the papers, everything. But that's just one small part of the evil in America. We have many plotting to overthrow this country, and within it, that is the choices we have. Jeremiah said of his own people, "They are wise to do evil. To do good, they have no knowledge." They had the temple of God there. God was known as the God of Israel. They had prophets, priests, kings, and a high priest, of course. Yet they did not understand. They had no knowledge, and they were wise to do evil, and they were as spoiled children. They had no understanding. The only wisdom they had was to do evil, and these were the chosen people on earth at the time, supposed to be relaying the light of God Almighty. And the verse following that very verse, it says, "I beheld the earth, and lo, it was without form and void in the heavens, and they had no light. I beheld the mountains, and lo, they trembled, and the hills moved lightly. I beheld, and there was no man, and all the birds of the heavens were fled." Now that is a picture of a calamity, of trouble. Something that we would read in Revelation. Prophetic. You see, today America is wise to do evil as well, as I have mentioned several times. Jeremiah's words to Judah stand as a warning to Americans that many today in this nation will do anything to destroy it. They do not care for America. The nation is on the precipice of the worst tragedy in history. This election that we're coming up on could be the point of no return. Even in Congress, as I mentioned before, radical Democrats push agendas of hate and evil to control what they want done. This is an evil time. And as such, for the first time, petitions to the Lord have been done by three witnesses according to the law, which states, "Let every word be established by two or three witnesses." We have not had this with these three witnesses within the same short time span, two happening on one day in the same place in our nation's capital. Franklin Graham's prayer walk for repentance and restoral in Washington, D.C. Jonathan Cahn's The Return, It's a Messianic Solemn Assembly for Repentance and Restoral in Washington, D.C. And Carter Conlon happened about a week after that, called "It's Time to Pray, Repentance and Restoral from Lot Number 1, where the first pilgrim's house was built and the first covenant that was made with God." The petitions that they put forth was not only for repentance and restoral, but for mercy for this nation. For those of you who believe and are believers. Make no mistake, the world is making war on your brothers and sisters around the world at an increased rate. We have been reporting on this, and it's getting worse. Now, there are miracles that are going on, and there are people who we'd classify as the enemies of God coming to the Lord. There are many coming to the Lord. It's a time that even the ones that see what persecution is going on and they may not believe, they know something is happening. And they want the truth, and they want to know the true God and the Savior of mankind, Yahshua Jesus Christ. So make no mistake of the time point. And it's not a strange thing that today in America we would be threatened as such. For we are standing on the edge of wise to do evil or whether we're going to repent. And the thing that is stopping us is a wall. And it's not the wall that Trump put up. It's walls of pride. Therefore, let us pray as believers and as Americans and believe and be ready for the election. Because on this election, it will reveal how this shall be answered by the Lord God. This election here. I've been standing on the watch specifically for this time point. And there are things that have happened prophetically that are very, very important. And we shall see what the Lord shall answer us during this election. Be prepared, though. Evil generates its plans. The devil nourishes it. But the Lord God sees what's going on. We believe unequivocally that the Lord will help us at this time, that those enemies shall be stopped and we shall be healed. However, the Lord is the judge. If not, so be it. For the Lord's judgment is holy and just, and it is also redemptive. America, wise to do evil. A special message encapsulated within today's teaching for a purpose. To let you know of this message and the importance of what is going on, and that there are Americans right now deceived. And there are troubles. And this is not going to go away until it's dealt with. So there is a choice, light or darkness. And in this country, people are wise to do evil. They figure out how to do things. And there's one thing for sure. In the battle between light and darkness, in the kingdom war, Satan is not going to stop Satan. Satan is not going to cast out his demons that are inside humans. Satan is not going to cast out himself. Satan is not going to relinquish the throne. His minions, his demons are not going to just stop pestering America and other countries just because. They are not going to stop until they get the time of darkness which is coming and which shall come over the earth. It will come as a judgment, and it's clear from Paul's teaching in 2 Thessalonians 2, because society rejects the love of the truth, God will send them a delusion, and the delusion will come in the form of the son of perdition. You can read about it in 2 Thessalonians 2. But you see, in the time of the Lord, he was going about doing good. And the main culprit that opposed him was the religious of the day. Those were the scribes, the Pharisees, the Jews in general. Now, the ones on the street, a lot of them saw what Yahshua was doing, and they believed on him, they followed him. But even sometimes when he was given teachings, they were hard to follow. And when he started to tell them, unless you drink my blood and eat my flesh, that really turned them off. Because they were thinking in the literal. He told them afterwards, my words are spirit and they are life. It has another meaning. In Mark 3:22, and the scribes which came down from Jerusalem said, he has a Beelzebub, and by the prince of the devils casteth he out devils. For the Lord had been casting devils out of people, and there's the demoniac. There's a lot of them. And so the principle here is, in verse 23, he called his disciples and the others who were listening and said unto them in parables, how can Satan cast out Satan? Of course, the ones that were listening were the scribes and the Pharisees. It says scribes, but there were others there. There were always Pharisees around. How can Satan cast out Satan? Is Satan just going to stop just because we're tired of it? No. Matter of fact, when you're tired and you're weak, that's when he likes to attack. But that's when the mercy of God can kick in. That's why you want to keep prayed up. That's why you want to be praying protection over your family and your children. That's why you need to understand that where you go somewhere, think twice before you go there. Understand that there are evil people around everywhere, and especially today in America, at no other time have we seen this. He goes on to say, and if a kingdom be divided against itself, that kingdom cannot stand. And if a house be divided against itself, that house cannot stand. If Satan rise up against himself and be divided, he cannot stand, but has an end. Now you see, Satan doesn't have a problem with rebellion in his kingdom because they're all rebels. They all want the same thing. He rules by force. He's the chief instigator that got them all thrown out of heaven in the first place. And if you think that he's divided, you're nuts. He's not. He's united. And he's getting excited because there is a time that he's going to rise up one that will be in the flesh, that will lead the world to hell. And that's what he wants. He knows that he's going to be destroyed, but he doesn't want to believe it. He himself is deluded. But he's not divided. But man is divided. The nations are divided. And humans follow paths that Satan has devised for them because they rejected the Son of God, so they walk in darkness. Unless you know the Lord, you're in darkness. That's the truth. I know people that are very, very smart, but they're in darkness. You see, the thing Paul even mentioned, that he said they're ever learning, but they're never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. They were always learning things. There was always people that were smart around Paul. There were people in the Roman Empire that he would preach to and talk to, that of their day they were brilliant, but yet they didn't know the truth. There were Jews that were smart, that were religious, that were in the temple, and they did not know the Lord. Paul the Apostle, later, that's who he was called. But in the beginning, Saul, or Shaul, who became Paul, saw the Lord. He knew the Lord was around. He saw Stephen when he was martyred. Did not know. Well, the Lord makes the point that no man can enter into a strong man's house and spoil his goods except he first bind the strong man, then he will spoil his house. You can cast out everything. You can clean it out. You see, and this is the thing about a divided kingdom. Nobody's going to come in and spoil your house because you're already spoiled. You're already divided. You are your worst enemy. You will destroy yourselves, and then they'll just simply walk in and take it over. They won't have to fire a shot. The Roman Empire fell from within. And in the last I think it is 500 years of the Roman Empire, when it was really fallen, people could not be safe in the Roman Empire. The hordes of pagans would invade. Rome itself was pillaged numerous times. Even the house of God in Rome was pillaged. People were killed. Christians were killed there. This is history. And if you're going to overpower Satan in someone, if someone's filled with a demon, you need to be fasted and prayed up. And you need to bind the devil, and then you can cast everything out. Nevertheless, in all of this, the Lord goes on and he says, "Verily I say unto you, all sins shall be given unto the sons of men, and blasphemies wherewith soever they shall blaspheme." So everything is forgivable, except he that blasphemes against the Holy Ghost has never forgiveness, but is in danger of eternal damnation, because they said he has an unclean spirit. Now, this is in the context of the scribes coming down and saying that the Lord had an unclean spirit, calling the spirit within the Son of God unclean and a devil. That's an example of the blaspheme of the Holy Spirit. It's in the same context. And it used to be many years ago, when people worried about blaspheming of the Holy Spirit, and the thought in then at that time was, if you're worried about blaspheming the Holy Spirit, then you haven't blasphemed. Because the ones that blaspheme the Holy Spirit are the ones that don't care. They're not going to repent. They could care less, because that's what they believe in their heart. And the Lord is warning against that. And so we see light and darkness, and there's one truth here. Light cannot be divided against light. Darkness cannot be divided against darkness. America cannot be divided against itself. Neither could China be divided against itself or any other nation. For if they are divided against themselves, they shall fall. And that's what happened in Venezuela. They're divided. The strong arm is socialism, but there's a whole group of them that don't want that. It stays divided, and it's terrible down there. We have people here that want socialism because there's a lot of funds rolling out of the Soros machine. We know that. We know some of their minions that have been caught already in this recent mess. Soros, a very political, reclusive, old man, old Jew that does not believe in God, that sided with Hitler against his own people and against others, especially any group that Hitler didn't like. This is not a nice guy. But he ain't the only one, and even if he died, what he has done and created will go on. There's nothing you can stop the fruits of what he's done. But he isn't the only one. You have many people in this country that are working to destroy this nation. Now, there's a lot of verses next. Luke 11, we'll start at verse 1. This is a verse that it says that it came to pass that as he was praying in a certain place, when he ceased, one of his disciples said unto him, Lord, teach us to pray, as John also taught his disciples. And so he said unto them, when you pray, say, Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, as in heaven so on earth. Give us day by day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins. For we also forgive everyone that is indebted to us, and lead us not to temptation, but deliver us from evil. Now this prayer has been broken down by many over the years and centuries and ages. But the one thing here, he says in verse 4, but deliver us from evil. That's a concept that is very active in what the Lord taught, being delivered from evil. The Lord also prayed, I think it is in John 17. He said, I pray thee, Father, that you would not take them out of the world, but keep them from the evil. That's a prayer you need to pray for you and your family. Father, keep us from the evil according as our Lord has prayed. And deliver us from evil according as the Lord's prayer has said. And then there's Luke 21, 34 through 36. The whole context, I always give it, but in there is a prayer. And it says, watch and pray always that you would be counted worthy to escape all these things that are going to come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man. You name the names. Father, I pray thee in Jesus' name that Johnny, Sarah, you know, name all the names of your family, including yourself, that they would be counted worthy to escape all these things that are going to come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man. The wicked are not going to stand before the Son of Man. They will stand before the judgment throne, but they will not stand when he arrives. That's clear. The redeemed will stand before him, for they're his children, and they have waited for him. There is a difference in light and darkness. That's why there's a kingdom war. That's why there are those who are fighting God today. That's why there are those wanting to destroy America. That is why there are those, especially on the street of Antifa and BLM, that hate Christians, that hate preachers, and don't want anything to do with any of the history of America. That's why they tear it down. And if you think the color of black is any more righteous than white, you're crazier than a loon. It's not the color of the skin, you moron. It's what is in your heart. For only the wicked could think that the skin is the key to righteousness or human wisdom or your culture. It's not your culture. It's not your brain. It is your heart, the bosom. This thing within you that God has given you, there is a conscience, but we have not been taught about the conscience. I was raised with the conscience. I was in the church. And our connections go way, way, way back. when my dad accepted the Lord at an Amy Simple McPherson meeting during the Azusa Street revivals. My grandmother was there as well as my uncle and aunt, but Dad's the only one that went down. Now my aunt, my grandmother that took him was already saved, knew the Lord. But I'm here to tell you that the foundations of America and of the church have been shattered. They are on a weak foundation. And the church has failed in its duty, and that is why you had those three separate prayer meetings of repentance and seeking the Lord for this country. The one thing I like about this, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. When you pray, thy will be done, be sure to understand the will of God may not at all come into your thinking at the time you're saying it. When you say, thy will be done in America, O God, save the people, he will save them. But they're not going to be saved if everything is good and wonderful and nice. And of course, the scripture does say, by the goodness of God do people come to the Lord. But that is not for all times. People do come to the Lord because of God's goodness. But there are many, like in America today, that have had years and years and years hearing about Jesus, the church. And they have lived in a society of relatively peace and prosperity. They have had an internet that's been filled with filth and lies and every kind of evil. Yes, there's good on there. We use the internet to spread the word of God around the world. We have gathered many friends, close friends from around the world. But yet that is not to replace human touch. The internet is amoral. It could care less who you are. And it has evil and it has good. And the choices today people spend online, and they get more evil by the day, because there are those who are leading them astray. So when you say, thy will be done, make sure his will be done. It will. His will. Not the devil's will, not your will, not my will, God's will. And he wills for all men everywhere to repent. That men means also women. And sometimes God has to shake things up in order to get the attention of people. This is the kingdom war. Now, one thing I do like about what the Lord is saying in these verses, he gives an example here, and he said unto them, which of you shall have a friend and shall go unto him at midnight and say, friend, lend me three loaves? Now, I don't know of anybody that would go at midnight to borrow bread, unless you're a drunk and you've been out to the Saturday night steakhouse and bar, which is very popular in where we're at. Steakhouses, weekend dances and drinking. Yeah. That has been the par for the course. The deacons go out and get drunk on Saturday night, and they're in church the next morning trying to tell you how righteous everything is. Yeah, I've been there. I've been on the streets and running a coffee house in certain portions of this country. And when the elders of the church showed up to wonder why we're preaching at their kids, I said, if you people would preach the truth, we wouldn't need to be here. But you're getting drunk on Saturday nights and in your church the next morning. Oh. I'm not here to play favorites, and I'm not here to tickle your ears, but you need to understand me. God is a holy God. So when he says, which of you have a friend that'll go at midnight? Not many would go at midnight. They would go at a convenient time, but not at midnight. And so if you have a friend that you can go to midnight and say, lend me 3 loaves of bread, then he's a pretty good friend. Look at America. How many friends do you really, really have? Now see, being as we've been a ministry for many, many years, we've been on Facebook, we had a lot of friends on there. I've since deleted all those. We got out of Facebook. I eventually went back for the sake of our Instagram feed and a few of our friends, but we are not Facebook phonies. We do not do Facebook. Zuckerberg is a crook. And what he believes, he's a globalist. He has more money than he knows what to do with. I will not have anything to do with him or Facebook. Now, we're on there. But Facebook is not fair. It's free. It would have been better for him to charge and let people do what they want, pretty much, within the confines of morality, of course, and the law. But there's a lot of them like that. We know the big techies have pushed right from the beginning that they were going to try to change this election. See, in the last election, the Trump administration used Facebook to their agenda. This year, they've totally been cut off from Facebook. But see, what Facebook don't understand is Trump is on everything. And see, we have a presence, did have a presence on Gab. I got off Gab, didn't really care for it. But we're on a number of other non-Facebook. USA.life. MeWe. Parler. Clout Hub. And I can tell you, on all of those, Trump is everywhere. What do you need one Facebook when you've got all these others? And there are millions of people on these sites. Millions. Nevertheless, for a friend of mine is in his journey has come to me, and I have nothing to set before him. And he from within shall answer, say, trouble me not, the door is now shut, my children are with me in bed, I cannot rise and give you. I say unto you, though he will not rise and give him, because he is his friend, yet because of it, of his importunity, he will rise and give him as many as he needs. Now, see, he won't want to go to the door, but he will anyway because he's the friend. He knows him. He likes him. He knows he's not going to lie, so he gets up and gives to him. Now, see, that's an example that the Lord, and he says, and I say unto you, ask and it shall be given you, seek and you shall find, knock and it will be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth, and to him that knocketh it shall be opened. And if any son ask bread of any of you that is a father, will he give him a stone? Or if he ask for a fish, will he for a fish give him a serpent? Or if he ask for an egg, will he give him a scorpion? If you, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him? He uses this to the Holy Spirit because he introduces it. Later on, we know the Spirit of God comes at Pentecost and fills them, fulfilling Joel. Now, you see, the thing of it is that look at America. Look at what we're doing in America, really, especially. I mean, if you were a cop, even today during a lot of these riots in Portland, Seattle, and others, Chicago, New York, and you went into some fast food, don't be surprised if they poisoned it. And I read eyewitness testimonies of the cops and what happened when they went in, and they were poisoned by someone that worked in there because they hated cops. And you see, you have Portland and Seattle who tried to get rid of the cops and defund them, and now since they've defunded them, and there's a worse mess going on, they want to... The city council has actually reneged on defunding the police. They don't want to do it anymore. Go figure. Too bad they didn't know that ahead of time. But you see, that's in our society. Now, would you, if your son or daughter asked anything of you, and he was hungry or she was hungry, would you give him a stone to eat? Of course not. So too, your Heavenly Father, you're His children. He wants to do good for you. But make no mistake, it's clear. There are wicked, and the Lord is angry with the wicked. He wants them to repent. This is the kingdom war. See, there, and this whole section in here focuses on the Father. In the midst of the human struggles. The Lord's Prayer is for protection, for food, for acknowledgement that God's kingdom is coming, for forgiveness of sins, for restoration of your relationship, for deliverance from temptation and evil. That's what the Lord's Prayer is about. It's relationship. This whole section is about your relationship to the Father through the Son. And He is explaining how good the Lord is, the Lord God. And you see, He finally references verse 1 in this, where He talks about this. He had been praying in a certain place, and of course, his disciples came to him, but at the same time, he began to cast out devils because other people were coming up. And it was dumb. And it came to pass when the devil was gone out, the dumb spake, and the people wondered. He couldn't speak. Well, he's dumb, he can't speak. Well, the word applied to them being deaf and dumb. But the deaf may be deaf, but they're not dumb. And the dumb who can't speak, you may call them dumb, but they're not dumb. But that was the term that was used. And so there's a miraculous thing that went on. And so, as Mark points out, so does Luke. But some of them said he casts out devils through Beelzebub, chief of the devils. Now, why on God's earth would the chief of the devils cast out other devils? I mean, if you are the, chief mucky muck devil, you're not going to want to do all the work yourself. Tell all the other slugs to go do the work. You're the boss. That's the way it works, even in the kingdom of darkness. The principalities and powers, they follow service because they have to. There's more powerful demons over them. So that's just absolutely stupid to say that he's casting them out. Now, of course, among them, Mark points out that there were scribes that had said this, but know this, that there would have been Pharisees around as well. They were always around him, trying to find trouble. And so then others stepped in, tempting him, sought a sign from him of heaven. Now see, this is where the temptation comes in. And we've covered this in previous sections when the Pharisees demanded a sign, the Sadducees. You know, they all demanded a sign, even from the temple, they demanded a sign. Well, on the streets, he was doing signs all the time. He just got done casting a devil out, and the one who couldn't speak spoke. That's a sign. Get a hint. Are you that dumb? Are you that blinded? Yes! He's been showing them a sign all along, and they couldn't see it. God has here been calling America to repentance all along. But America hasn't heard a word. Now God starts allowing the enemy to come in. That's what he did with Israel. Because they turned away. Well, okay, I'll let you go if that's the way you want it. So when you turn away from God, the enemy starts coming in. It happens every time. That's what happened with Israel. That's the way it is. Even as a Christian, you turn away from Christ and his redemption, there's a warning. Be careful. Because you're putting yourself out there where the devil can get you. Make no mistake, this is the kingdom war. And so when God begins to start shaking America and the world to wake them up, people start feeling uncomfortable. Of course. They start feeling afraid. Of course. Why? Because there's evil everywhere. They're burning our cities. What are we going to do? We're not going to be able to vote because they're going to beat up everybody that tries to vote for anybody they want to. What are we going to do? If I go down there, I'm going to get the hell beat out of me. I don't want to get the hell beat out of me. I'll just go down and vote whoever they want. Yeah, that's what they want. So the others were tempting him, sought a sign from heaven, when the sign was already there. But see, people don't see things. These people didn't see the sign. Where have you been? You're standing right there. There's a sign right there, plain as day. He didn't tell them. Because Isaiah prophesied of the Jews. And he also prophesied of the Gentiles. It's the same thing. Having ears to hear, they don't hear. Having eyes to see, they don't see. That applies to the Gentiles as well to the Jews, folks. But he, knowing their thoughts, said unto them, every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation, and a house divided against itself falls. And we went through this with Mark in 18, 19, and 20, says the same thing. Actually, 19. He says, If I by Beelzebub cast out devils, by whom do your sons cast them out? Therefore they shall they be your judges. But if I with the finger of God cast out devils, no doubt the kingdom of God has come unto you. The kingdom of God. This preacher's nuts. They would tell him that. You know, you're nuts. There's no kingdom of God here. Yeah, there is. See, this is the kingdom war. And the Lord God has been trying to wake America up for a long time. So the question of it is, when are they going to listen? For over two decades, I've been crying, preaching, teaching on every network. I'll be on one for a while and then I'll move on till I can get them all and get everywhere. We started on shortwave. We've been on satellite. We've been on FM. And the first time that I've actually seen witnesses worried or concerned about the way this nation is going and it's going to fall if we don't do something has been this year at this time with those three meeting together. Oh yeah, we've had evangelists all over the place. Folks, I'm going to tell you something you may not like, but God did not call evangelists to become millionaires. He didn't call the church to build massive, massive million-dollar edifices. You know, you got brothers and sisters in Christ that have been so persecuted, they haven't even been in a church. They've been in a jail cell. You have others that would just worship underneath a tree if they could find one without getting shot, killed, murdered, raped, whatever. There's a genocide going on right now in Nigeria. There's a genocide and persecution going on in China. Been going on for a long time. We've been following it. They've been crying. Bitter Winter's been one of the witnesses. And there's been other witnesses. But old Pelosi thinks China's fine. She came out and said so. So did Biden. He got money. They got money. They went over there. I forgot how much they were said to have gotten. If you think China is okay, you're nuts. And see, if you would listen to all the shows, you would get all of the citing of what I'm talking about, because in last night's show, I defined that. That we love the Chinese people, we like the cultures, but we do not like what the Marxist political agenda called communists are doing over there, not just to the Christians, but to the Uyghurs, for instance, and the slavery. We've been talking about that for years. It's not a question of hating people, it's a question of the political people leading the political agenda against the people of their own country. That we have been reporting on for over two decades, that is a fact around the world, and it's a fact in America that the worst enemy you have are the ones that are in the politics and the ones on the street spouting other politics. Now, there are some good people up there in Washington, D.C., but there are some vile, filthy snakes up there right now. And you have a bunch of thugs on the street that are willing to do their bidding in order to scare the yell out of you so you won't vote, so you won't do what's right, so you won't put in anyone that wants to make America better or try to have a place that you can raise kids. Because if you don't stand up, if you don't seek the Lord, if you don't pray for His mercy, you may not have anything left for mercy to be applied to, because this nation won't even exist. And there are many who would like that to happen. The kingdom of darkness doesn't care one iota about America. But it does not like its Christians. It does not like the gospel going forth. It did not like all of the biblical seminaries we used to have. All the word that used to be preached. All the gospel that used to be preached in this country. Now it's been infected by ease, prosperity, lust, and pride. And the god of pride, Mammon. This is the kingdom war. But your God is in charge. There is hope. But the war is real. And Christ has overcome so that you would be the winner. You need to make the right choice. The decision is yours. That is the kingdom war as well. Father, thank you for your word and for those that hear this. Bless them, undertake in their lives, Lord. Comfort them and draw them to yourself in Jesus' name. And in Jesus' name, I bind you, Satan, and the powers of darkness from the preaching, teaching, streaming, and receiving of this word. Don't forget to go by our websites at warren-usa.com, danaglennsmith.com. We'll see you next week. Look to the Lord. Be prepared. Shalom, everybody.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Warn Radio.